The Torah in Parshas Kedoshim introduces to us the concept of Orla, that we have a halacha that a person can't eat from the first 3 years of his trees, and the fourth year, when he wants to eat them, he has to either redeem them or take them to Yerushalayim. What is this halacha of Orla? It could be, like some explain, that it's about bringing your first fruits to Yerushalayim. The Rambam in the Mor Nevuchim explains maybe it's related to Avodah Zarah, to sorcery. But very simply, the idea of Orla is teaching us a lesson that we're not very good at, potentially today. And that is the idea of patience. Look at the mitzvah. Even though through natural means, when one wants fruits, you just want to eat them. But the tree has to take root, and then it has to develop underground, and then it has to, finally, it's time for the fruit to grow and then to actually eat it. And the Torah understands that the natural desire is that I want something right away. It's the ace of model. Give it to me now. But there is a danger because patience is important. The mitzvah of Orla teaches us that we have to wait for things. Good things come to those who wait. Some suggest that this was actually the sin of Adam Arishon. That Adam Arishon didn't just, that he ate from the tree that he wasn't supposed to. The Medrash says that had Adam made it to Shabbos, he could have eaten it. It was a few hours away. But Adam can't. He can't wait only a few hours. Being patient is helpful for a lot of reasons. It teaches us self-control. It allows us to really appreciate things. Good things come to those who wait. And that's why the Pasuk tells us, right after the mitzvah of Orla, and it says, V'ashanah ha-chamishis, and if you wait, and then finally the fifth year, Tochles piryo la-hosif lachem tivuah, so there'll be a surplus. Ani Hashem Elokechem. Why is there a surplus? It's a reward, because we waited. But patience isn't just important in terms of instant gratification. We live in a world where we want everything right now and give it to me now. We have to learn to be patient, to wait for things. But it's also important in our spiritual growth. We are in the period right now of Sfiras HaOmer. One of the things that we don't talk as much about Rabbi Akiva, we talk about the things at the end of his life and the Talmidim that he lost and the rebuilding and his, you know, the stories in the Gemara in Makos and his Nechama and his optimism. But Rabbi Akiva was beginning his path to becoming Rabbi Akiva at the age of 40 when he becomes this Baal Tshuva and he changes his life. We learn in Masechtas Avos to Rabbi Nasan, that Rabbi Akiva, he saw the water dripping on the rock, and he says, if water can change the formation of the rock, then the Torah, which is mine, can change my life. And what does Rabbi Akiva do? He goes, and he sits, and he learns Aleph to Tav. He learns the entire Aleph Beis one letter at a time. Slow, methodical, patiently. The mitzvah of Orla teaches us physically and in our lives, it is a wonderful midah to have, to be patient. Patient with things that take time, patient with one another, patience in our interpersonal behaviors, not to snap, not to get angry, but to have patience with people, and also patience in our spiritual lives. That growth and real religious growth takes time. We might not see it right away, but over time, when we keep at it, Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalet, eventually we will see that great growth. That's how Rabbi Akiva starts. So if we take our time and we're patient, we understand the mitzvah of Orla, not only applying to trees, but man is compared to a tree. So we take our time, not only in the physical fruits of this world, but our religious fruits as well. We will see the same benefit in our lives.